Did you see the story about Art Pinky Darris, who passed away? He is from Hamtramck, and he was a member of the Hamtramck Little League World Series Championship team, which until last year, when Taylor North won the Little League World Championship, was the only team from Michigan ever to win the Little League World Series.
Oh, really?
He was 75 years old. But and I don't recall his name coming up because he's listed here as a man considered to be the greatest Little Leaguer who ever lived. Well, that's pretty high praise.
That is.
So did he go on to some other higher level after Little League?
Well, he didn't. He did sign, it says here, because I'm like, well, okay, Art Darris, where's that name? And if he was ever the greatest Little League player, where was he in Major Leagues? He signed a contract with the St. Louis Cardinals, an $80,000 contract. He graduated in 1964 and signed that with the St. Louis Cardinals. He chose that, he says, over the hometown Detroit Tigers because they offered him more money. See, even in 1964.
Money talks.
But he played only five seasons in the Cardinals minor league system. He never rose above double A. So you know, those things happen. Sometimes it just doesn't pan out. Impressively, though, he joined the Army Reserve and eventually spent 30 years as a law enforcement officer. Pretty cool there. But get this. In the season of 1959, when Hamtramck won that Little League World Series, he was a well, first of all, he stood 5'9" and 135 pounds.
Not much of a little leaguer.
Yeah, no, exactly right. So he's one of those big guys, and it helped. He batted that year, 641 average, 33 home runs, and 112 RBIs.
What a slugger!
In the 13 postseason games, he hit 12 home runs.
Oh wow!
He was a pitcher, and from 46 feet, which is little league distance, he was clocked at 71 miles an hour. You know, the best I ever clocked at was a camp at Michigan. I only threw 78, and that was from 60 feet.
Yeah.
You know what 71 looks like from 46 feet? So he finished the season with 75 consecutive scoreless innings, 16 shutouts and 18 starts, 10 no-hitters, in 108 innings pitched. Now, this is key. This is before pitch counts.
Yeah.
And they say these records he set, he'll never be broken because it just isn't possible. In 108 innings, he walked only 10 batters. That's control for Little
League. That is.
Sure is.
Struck out 298 in 108 innings.
Wow.
So you get three outs.
Never.
Yeah, in an inning.
Average two outs an inning, it'd be better.
Well, if I'm adding it correctly, okay, so in 108 innings, that's three outs. I get 324 if I multiply 108. 298 strikeouts. That means only 26 outs were made other than a strikeout.
So if you were playing the field when he was pitching, just you could just look around and daydream and didn't have to worry about anything.
There you go. The little leaguer is looking at the dandelions instead of the ball. He'd be okay in this game. Holy cow. And I don't. It says here that he was talked to last August when Taylor North was making his run, but I don't remember that name being mentioned.
No, I don't either.
Again, Art Pinky Darris, the greatest little leaguer who ever played. Oh, my goodness.
Those are numbers that will, like you said, that will never be topped. Yeah, how can they?
They can't be.
Maybe the batting ones, maybe.
I mean, suppose, because you could bat all you want, but pitching-wise, you'd never get that kind of, you'd never be able to throw that much. Anyway.
But he bat 641.
641. And that's when they were using wooden bats, too.
Whoa.
Yeah, that was 1959, so.
Right.
So there you go. We honor Art Pinky Darris, the greatest little leaguer who ever lived from Hamtramck.
Here.
How about that?